Well, Jason, he's been doing this for a minute. I mean, he's had a lot of success in Saskatchewan. We've been together for 100 years, it seems like, and he knows exactly what I'm looking for. And we won't stray too far from our roots. I mean, we are who we are. So, I mean, he's been doing it for a lot of years with a lot of success. So that's why I reached out to him.
Jason, for you, the decision to come to Edmonton, how did you arrive to at that decision, and did it take a lot of convincing to get you here?
No, not a lot of convincing, but we talked about it. Obviously we're like family, so we stay in touch, and we always knew that if the opportunity presented itself later on, that we would cross paths and work together again. I enjoy the working environment working under coach. He sets a high bar, and he demands that everybody come in and be ready to work. So I love that environment, and like he said earlier, we got the same philosophy. I may have added one or two things to the wrinkles, but that's just an expansion on a lot of what we've done already in the past.
Tell me about just the dynamic. You worked with Chris for so many years, then you worked without him for so many years, and as a defensive coordinator as well. Now coming back as that same title, working with Chris Jones again. Tell me about being able to cut your teeth as a defensive coordinator on your own and bringing all that back to kind of with you and Chris again.
Yeah, it's a full circle moment that I think is going to bring a lot of sparks for our coaching staff and for the Edmonton Elks. I think having the time away from them really just helped me develop what and how I wanted to go about the process. Always with what we've done in the past in the back of my mind, but there'll be a call here or there or a situation in the game that I would kind of hear him when he was mentoring me. Even as a DB coach, now I really wouldn't have called that right there. So, looking back on it, but no, it's exciting for me, my family, my wife's excited about it. Us being reunited. Obviously, we won a great cup together. So, that's our thoughts. We coming in to just put it over the top. I think the Edmonton Elks had a solid team. The record didn't reflect that, but I think week in and week out, any coach you ask in the CFL. Didn't really want to play them. I mean, because you didn't know what you're going to get, and they could put it on you. So as we saw in some of the games they did down the stretch. So yeah, just working back with Chris again, Coach Jones, I'm super excited. I know I can have his input, and but I also know he told me when he hired me, hey, it's your show, man. Do what you do. You've earned it, and so it feels good to be able to be in this position.
And for Chris, okay, so this is the first time, I think, since your Montreal Alouette days where you didn't have the title of defensive coordinator. Definitely is the first time as a head coach. And I obviously you're not going to be uninvolved in defense. You're going to be very involved. But tell me how this frees you up as the head coach to maybe kind of work with the other phases of the football team as well.
Well, what it does, it makes just a little more of a fluid environment where you're right. I can work with the other two phases in a little bit more detail, and so that's something that I've been looking to do. And now having a guy that, not only not just bringing in a D coordinator, but somebody I know and trust as much as I do Shives. I mean, he's like you mentioned earlier. I mean, we're like family.
The question is for Jason. The Elks had a pretty young secondary last season, and now they're getting into their second year. How much excitement is there to work with a pretty young, talented group that probably just needs that little extra bit of coaching to really solidify the defense?
Oh yeah, I think those guys held their own. Obviously, breaking down the film and watching those guys, not as intently as our own team, the team I was just previously on, but you take notice of the type of coverages and like to see those guys lock up, play man, off man, press man, and make plays in tight situations is what's exciting for me to have a back end like that that's young, who can cover down, and that means we can apply more pressure up front. And make those quarterbacks, they know they can't sit back there. So either gonna throw the ball quick or they're gonna have to try to do screen game. So I think with the guys that we have, the arrow is only pointing upward, and I can't wait to get working with them.
What is the heart and soul of a defense under your control?
Well, first and foremost is effort, maximum effort to get to the football. I mean, the game is about the football. Secondarily, when we get to the football, we want to be in a bad mood. We want to take the ball away. Third, to play winning defense, we got to keep people out of the end zone. And the more we can keep people out of the end zone, force them to kick field goals, knock them out of field goal range when they even get that close, it's just going to help our offensive staff, you know, Jarius and Marcus and Steven Sorrells, what they can do, you know, playing that complementary football, but also being able to take over a game if we need to and just shut our offense down. So that's what the Coach Jones defense, the Jason Shivers defense, we're on the same page with that we're going to fly around, give maximum effort, cause turnovers, take the ball away, don't let people score. And then when we take it away, the last and final piece is what we want to do is put it in the end zone.
Coach Jones, I just want to ask you, how difficult was the decision for you to step away from being a defensive coordinator?
Well, I mean, it's something you've done for so long. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like when you're driving a car, sometimes you have to let somebody else drive, you know. So, you know, as I've gotten older, you know, turning the reins loose, it'll be tough, you know, but I'm going to have my input with it. And, but like I say, it's going to be a lot of fun because I'm working with a guy that I completely trust and know, and I know that he's going to give everything that he's got every single day.
And just a question about the staff in general. You made some wholesale changes. Can you talk about why those decisions were made and why you did make so many changes to the staff this year?
Well, we just, football's is a fluid game, and sometimes, not like I dislike those guys, not like I think they did just a terrible job. It was just sometimes the players just need a little different voice in order to reach their potential. And so that's kind of where I was going with our staff.
All right. And one more, just to comment on this week in Winnipeg and how important it is to you looking ahead to the draft and the first overall pick.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Canadian content and quarterback play are the two things that win Canadian football games. So we certainly we're trying to find the best players that we have available to us. We've got six of the first 31 picks, so we've got an opportunity to really help our football team. I think G-Roy has done a real nice job, and Franz Clarkson, they've got the Canadian draft on lock, and we've got a real good idea who can play and who can't.
One for Jason, if I could, please. Jason, can you talk about Chris and what you have learned from him as a coach in your time with him?
Yeah, there's a multitude of things from preparation to organization to, not being afraid to try new things, the analytical approach that comes into it, along with how you mesh that with your gut. Just the professionalism, that those are the things that I think make any coach great. You know, if you're going to try to stay in the game for a long time, and we know that coaching is not given to you, we probably have a little bit in our belly, a little bit more pressure than the players sometimes, because we have to get it done, especially with the world of how gambling has come along. But Coach Jones, man, he did a great job of mentoring me. What I really enjoyed about working with him was he would give me a problem and he would allow me to work on it and then bring a solution to him. Now, it was his choice if he wanted to go with it or not, but I really enjoyed it. I thought that really helped me, especially when he went back to the NFL and I was on my own as far as, you know, calling the defense, having to call the shots. You know, I felt really prepared to take over and do that job at a high level.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.